is a gift from you.
A gift from the gods. Here we are on the Good Day program again. Doug Steffen along with Rich McFadden. We're here to do our best to make this the best day so far this week. I don't know how that works for you, but if you're into having a good day, Wednesday the 29th.
Jennifer, hey man, it's Wednesday.
Is not here. Already it's Wednesday. Two more days left in the month. Then it's July 1st and the 4th of July weekend. How's your attitude today? You will determine your attitude. You can respond either with a thumbs up or with a thumbs down to the circumstances that present themselves to you. But it is how you respond to your circumstances that will determine whether you have a good day or not. Facing any challenges today? Are you facing important challenges? And how do you define important challenges?
You always used to say, you know that guy that's always happy, always walking around whistling and always like, I hate that guy.
Whistle while you work.
You got to be that guy, man.
Yep. Got to be that guy.
Got to be
or
that guy.
That girl, that woman. So Jen Jen is, where is she in Texas?
She's Florida? In Denver.
Denver. Okay, Denver. So she's gonzo for a couple of days. Roberto Fasinelli, who spends a lot of time with us every day, is gonzo. Richie and I, the testosterone festival begins.
No, I don't think so today.
Oh, you're not going to be that
I'm
way?
Going to play the part of Jennifer.
Okay. No, I want you to play the part of Pierre, as a matter of fact,
yeah,
because this is the anniversary of Vincent van Gogh's Le Port de Tiquale being bought for $20 million at an auction in London. A famous French collector, Pierre Piant, bought the Van Gogh Le Port de Tiquale.
Van Gogh, I do not understand this guy.
Excuse me, how's that?
He gets mad at someone else, and he cuts his own ear off.
Uh-huh. Making a statement, Pierre. What about you? What do you have that we can cut off your nose, your ears?
I cut the other guy's ear off.
He would have.
Uh-huh. How stupid.
How about cutting your eyebrows?
Yeah, would make me look like Telly Savalas.
Good job there. All right, 10 past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day Program.
So, my son's asking me the other day. He goes, why'd he cut his own ear off? I don't understand, Daddy. I'm like, neither do I, buddy.
Well, listen, you don't have to understand everything in order to be able to tell the story anyway, Richie.
Yeah.
So here's the most annoying story of the week so far. The TSA, yesterday, this thing started to take on a life of its own. And today, more so, the Transportation Security Administration, for those of you who've been under a rock for a couple of days, up for another round of bad publicity. Over the weekend, a Florida woman complained that TSA agents had forced her 95-year-old mother in a wheelchair to remove her soiled adult diaper. She had peed in her diaper, and they wouldn't let her go through security because they weren't sure what the liquid was in her diaper. Nice job with the very handy. Anyway.
You're getting a call, Doug.
I just got that, Richie. Thanks very much. Remove my adult diaper, please. The lady's name is Lena Reppert, flying to Michigan to spend her final days with her friends. If you get the pun, it was a wee bit embarrassing. Get the pun?
A wee bit,
Yeah. She had... She peed in her diaper. So
that's what they're there for.
The diapers?
Yep.
Yeah. So this is idiocy to the nth degree as far as I'm concerned. What about you? 800-510-8255. I think we followed this on Facebook yesterday, Rich.
We did.
What kind of...
let me go see.
Was it cruel? Idiotic? Just too much? What about the TSA? Did they have any intelligent people there at all?
But they're denying it, right?
Oh, of course. Right. They didn't do it. No. What they're denying is they did anything wrong. They were just following procedure.
Right.
That's what they said. And, of course, we're worried about Depends bombers. This is an egregious example that it suggests that Al-Qaeda won.
So,
and they have.
So
let
me play the devil's advocate.
Sure, Richie. Help yourself.
You know,
as
soon as we decide, hey, listen, all elderly people with adult diapers on are off limits to be able to search.
Yeah.
What do you think they're going to be targeting as far as planting all the bombs?
Rich.
All of the bombs.
Yeah.
We've seen the text.
When have we taken a bomb? When has the TSA refused or taken
anything? The TSA hadn't taken anything.
Yeah. Right.
But people have gotten through. Why do you think we take our shoes off today?
Well, they've
because
gotten
that
through,
guy
what they do?
That tried to light the bomb on Christmas Day, and
but the TSA didn't find him.
No. The passengers overtook him.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what is the TSA doing?
The devil's advocate is going to say, as soon as we start saying, you're not allowed to search this person, it's, oh my goodness, little kids, elderly.
Yeah.
Who do you think they're going to start using as the mules?
Yeah. Where is there any example or proof of that happening when it comes to planes? Certainly, young children
have
been used.
You see it all the time in the Middle East.
Yeah, but not in planes.
All the time.
You have not seen it in planes.
Just a matter of time.
The kids.
It's coming.
Sorry.
One day, it's going to be here.
No sale.
You're going to be using small kids and elderly people to blow up our planes in the skies, and we're here to protect you from them, Mr.
Stephan.
Oh,
that's what they're going to say, yeah. Oh, yeah, I know. That's what they're going to say.
This diaper is a perfect place to hide explosive devices.
Right.
It's it. It is. It's perfect.
Perfect. Yep.
Yep. I'm protecting you.
Yep. Sure you are.
You sleep better at night knowing that I'm here for you.
Oh, right. Exactly. Yeah, I do. Yeah, much better than that.
But it's an argument, and it's going to be
right. Of course. Yep. It's a stupid argument, but it's an argument. Yeah,
it's not a stupid argument.
Yeah. They're all stupid.
No. Yeah. It's not a stupid argument. It is just something that we don't want to accept. Okay? Right. Listen.
We don't want to accept
if we're going
that
to
when
be,
they haven't done anything, we spent
we have to decide.
$36 billion since September 11th.
Right. We have to decide.
Okay. You and I have to
How
decide.
Much of our freedoms do we want to give away in exchange for the possibility of getting another hit?
Mm-hmm.
Do we want to give away all of our freedoms and know that we're safe or hope that we're safe?
Yep.
Or do we want to give away none of our freedoms
Benjamin
and
Franklin
accept the possibility
said?
That this could happen again?
What did Benjamin Franklin say?
Those who give up freedoms for
security have neither.
Have neither.
Right. Yep. I don't think we have too
and
many
that's
people.
That's the camp I'm in.
What? The Benjamin Franklin camp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, listen, I'm not going to live under a rock in a life of fear. God, I hope that we are able to never have to see what we saw, you know, September 11th again. But you know what? Rather than us all living in fear and a country that turns into like a security state, I don't want to live there.
Mm. Well, that's what you're doing. 800-510-8255. There is some talk today on the boards, the Facebook pages, Al-Qaeda and the breast implant bombers that they're trying to give women breast implants and put bombs inside of them.
Hey, if somebody's going to blow me up, I'm happy to have her have large breasts.
Yeah. 800, right. Explosive breasts.
Explosive.
800-510-8255. So, James, what did they do?
Yes, sir. I heard the other day that they caught one of the terrorists. He was dressed in a burqa, and he was dressed like a woman.
He's a terrorist? How do we know he was a terrorist? What was he going to do?
Well, they identified him as one.
As one
and,
terrorist? What by
yes,
name?
Sir.
Was he on the watch list?
Yes, sir.
Hey, you know what, Doug?
Where was this?
I'm going to say
what Richie's saying is that, you know,
let's get to the point. James, do you think what the TSA has done, never mind this one incident with a lady we're talking about, the children, do you think that was it last week or the week before when they patted down a three-month-old? That was, I think, the week before last.
Yeah,
right?
It was a couple of weeks ago.
Okay, so how much of this stuff do we need to endure, James? What's appropriate for you?
Well, it's a feeler. They're feeling everything out. Mm-hmm. Plus, the people with the TSA are getting away with saying, look, we're not, you know, what's it called when you profile? We're not profiling people.
No.
So that's what they're getting away with.
Right.
They're saying, we're not profiling people. We just patted down an 93-year-old white lady with a diaper.
Right.
So, and that's what the complaint probably is. And, you know, like, I don't know, I heard that they're not patting down people with burkas.
Mm.
So now they're using the burkas, you know, the religious garb, and they're dressing as women. And Richie's right. All they're doing is putting their feelers out there, and what they can get away with, they're going to try and get away with.
How do you figure that they're putting their feelers? The Al-Qaeda had nothing to do with this 95-year-old woman going through security.
Yes, but they're not profiling. That's what they can say. They're not profiling. See, we didn't profile. We did a 93-year-old lady.
I don't care. I think they should be profiling because it was anybody who's been involved in these things was a dark-skinned, big-nosed man between the ages of 18 and 41. Those are the people that ought to be profiled, not a 95-year-old woman or a three-month-old baby. Come on.
Those people that would debate you on that would say, the Oklahoma bombing.
Richie's right.
Where have they gone through the TSA? Where have they gone through an airport check system?
But you cannot only look at the dark-skinned Middle Eastern people there, because what about what's his name? That blew up Oklahoma bombing. He was just at the
They didn't go through. They weren't getting on a plane.
I know they didn't get on a plane, but I'm saying those who might want to hurt us.
I agree with both of you, but where we went wrong in America is being politically correct.
We still are going wrong in America being politically correct.
I agree with both of you.
Thank you. That's the intelligent thing
to
do.
And don't agree with me. I'm playing devil's advocate. I don't believe any of the stuff I'm saying. I'm just saying somebody will say this.
Yeah. What do you think about the TSA? 800-510-8255. It is 18 after on Good Day.
Broccoli or beans? Peaches or pears? Choosing what to plant in your garden isn't always easy, but protecting your garden is. Seven Brand Insecticide has been trusted for generations to protect fruits and veggies from over 100 harmful insects, including Japanese beetles. And Seven is guaranteed to work or your money back. Hate the bugs, love your garden.
Help nourish your
Seven
potential.
Available at lawn and garden retailers everywhere.
Fishing Captain Chris Owens will not leave the dock without Bullfrog Mosquito Coast.
Running inshore fishing charters here in the low country, you put the Mosquito Coast on from Bullfrog, and you don't even have to think about the mosquitoes. Not having to worry about the sun, the mosquitoes, or reapplying sunscreen from being wet. Three plus things I have to think about. It's nice to be able to do it in one shot. We just coat up with Bullfrog and go.
Bullfrog Mosquito Coast. Deep-free 8-hour repellent, SPF 30. No wonder it's the number one burn and bite protection. Use as directed.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
It's dollar stretching deals time at O'Reilly Auto Parts, which means it's a great time to double your buying power with buy one, get one free offers on select quality parts and accessories for your car or truck. Shop today and save during dollar stretching deals at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is texting getting way out of hand? You know, I can't... Oh, please. Oh, that is funny. Where was I? Oh, yes, about texting. Pardon me. LOL, you are my BFF. So, like I was saying...
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
800-510-8255. Brad's in Evansville, Indiana. The TSA, Brad, what do you think?
I just think it's a beginning of something else that's going to keep rolling out through shopping malls and Walmarts and hotels.
Where does it stop? Every time you go on to the train, you're warned. You go into a hotel, that's right. Go to the Burger King. Better get checked out before you go through the line. I want to make sure you don't have any bombs. Is this, at what point?
You know, one of the things I do like about the way they do it at the train is they just have the dogs, and everybody has to walk by the dogs. There's nothing invasive about it. There's just a dog there, and the dogs, you cannot walk on the train without walking within 10, 15 feet of the dogs, and they will see you.
The internet outcry continues, and ours as well, at 800-510-8255. A complaint has been filed, as well it should have been. 21 after on Good Day.
Where can you find a super strength potassium iodide supplement? Right here at thyroidki.com.
With global radiation levels at record highs, is your thyroid safe from radioactive iodine poisoning? Potassium iodide, the key ingredient in thyroid KI, is proven to block radioactive iodine from damaging your thyroid. Thyroid damage is permanent and can lead to thyroid cancer. Unlike other potassium iodide products, thyroid KI is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets and is independently tested for purity with a 100% money-back guarantee. With limited stock selling fast, act now. Prepare yourself and protect your family. Use coupon code THYROID for a 10% discount. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com or call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet and get the details at varadio.com.
VARadio.com is a website of iFreedom Direct Corporation, a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to VARadio.com or call 888-900-VA-LOAN. Licensed by the New Hampshire Banking Department. Company NMLS number 3122 and Lewis NMLS number 157603. VARadio.com.
Disturbing story. According to CBS News, a suicide bomber blew himself up. Luckily, killed only himself. No one else. No, this guy blew himself up after stuffing a pound of explosives and a detonator up his rectum. No, that's not just a heinous crime. That is an anus crime. Okay? No, that is worse.
The guy just blew his ass.
I hope this doesn't. Bombs in their buttocks, huh? But it's bad enough you got to take off your shoes at the airport. Huh? Go be back and through the metal detector.
Oh,
man. Oh.
See?
There you go. That's what it is.
That's right.
Too much government.
Bend over.
800-510-8255. Advocates of big government always claim noble motives, Richie, rather than admitting that they want Big Brother to control your life.
We're doing
it for
you.
For your own good.
That's right.
The most common
give me more money so I can protect you
is that they want to protect children.
Oh,
and if you disagree, it's for the children.
That's right.
If you disagree, you must dislike children.
That's right.
The latest example comes from several federal agencies that do not have the authority to regulate what we eat, but they have issued voluntary guidelines at school for children. Some of them started at the end of this past school year, and now the school year is over. They're working to memorialize what they want in documents that will take effect with the beginning of school this fall. So beware. Look out. There are other things that are changing, too, by the way, when it comes to school. Your child's school bus may have seatbelts in it when they go back to school this fall.
Yeah, we know that where that one sits with you.
Well, I am bothered. There's a lot of information today floating around. The feds are doing an investigation of bus crashes and what causes bus crashes and why people get killed and whether or not if children in a school bus, for example, are wearing seatbelts or some kind of restraint, will they be better off? However, as is the case, in most of these things, especially when it comes to school buses, there are no limit to the number of experts around who don't know anything. Nothing. Putting seatbelts in school buses is the dumbest thing you could possibly imagine. Because now that the feds have required that there be, I think it's 40 inches, maybe 36 to 40 inches of padded seat back. Nobody can see what's going on. If there are elementary students in the bus, you can't see from one seat to the next. And in places where there has been a law or a requirement by the local school board to put seatbelts in buses, they have found in this survey, in this community, 6 out of 12 of the students on this small minibus used the seatbelts as weapons to whack other students.
6 out of 12?
6 out
of 12.
Half
of the kids.
Half of the kids used the seatbelt, the buckle.
Where's that, Detroit?
No, actually, this is in Texas, matter of fact. Yeah, well, Detroit. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's
a rough neighborhood.
Yeah. So, you know, well, we don't have that happening in cars, so why can't we expect the same thing?
Is that an elementary school bus or a prison bus?
No. Yeah, well, that's the thing, see? What do we need? These people are sort of well-intentioned. Designers of modern school buses are not trusting of squirmy children to use seatbelts properly. They say there is a new system called compartmentalization. They want to lock the kids in. They want to put a cage.
Lock them up.
At the end of each of the rows of seats. So you have 3 children in a seat and you lock them in. That doesn't, they're going to lock, you know how the roller coaster ride is?
Yeah, like a
so
ride
they want
at
to
Disney
do the
World.
Kids in the school bus.
Sure.
Visualize that. How's that work for you?
Please keep your arms in the ride at all times.
Yeah. So let's see here. There are 400,000 school buses used every day, carried by 24 million children to school, over 4 billion miles a year. 6 children on average die in bus accidents every year. So for those 6, is it appropriate to put a cage in? You want your child caged in? How's that sit with you? Cage your child into the school bus. And the cost, by the way, is pretty prohibitive. One district in Texas, again, that's where all this activity seems to be taking place, said it would cost them $117 million
really?
To retrofit their buses.
Really? Are you going to squabble over a couple million dollars to save your kids?
Yeah, that's right. Richie's playing the devil's advocate again.
No, I'm not. I'm serious.
Oh, yeah, I know you are. But it gets to be that silly. More big government.
I don't buy the seatbelts as weapons argument, though.
What do you mean? There have been any number of studies, including ones done by the Transportation Department themselves. Costs far exceed any benefit that could come as a result of this. Just bad form. All right, Richie, would you like me to give it back to you now?
No.
You don't want me to give it back to you?
No, I don't.
You want me to keep it and not ever give it back to you?
That's right. Well, eventually.
Yeah. All right, so anyway, I think that is of that. It's just more, I figure it's the same as the TSA and other things here. Voluntary guidelines. We'd suggest to those who are running school buses, if you want to continue to get education funding from the federal government, you put a cage on the seats of the school buses.
I love how they hold that over your head.
Yeah, exactly. It's your money.
Otherwise, we'll cut your funds off.
Right. That's it. And it may hurt. Half fast on Good Day.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural, built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Has the whole world gone mad?
What's going on?
How can they do that?
Can Christians have demons?
Why are politicians so detached?
Need answers to these questions? This is Scott Enser for HardcoreChristianity.com, the nastiest Christian radio show and website in the country. When it comes to the biblical truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God, about what's really going on in America and the rest of the world. Come join us each day as Michael W. Smith of the House of Healing in Phoenix reveals what the churches in America failed to tell you about the true spirit realm concerning demonic activity, mental illness, and even the basis of hardcore evil that is sweeping mankind. Visit HardcoreChristianity.com. Remember, you cannot negotiate with evil. You have to eradicate it. It's not too late. Live in or visiting the Phoenix area? Come join us twice a week for our healing and deliverance services or attend our free monthly seminars. Check website for service hours and schedules.
HardcoreChristianity.com.
Is your true essence. How things look on the outside of you always depends on how things are on the inside of you. So how do you feel internally? How are your thoughts in your head today? Are you buying into making it a better day? I hope. 33 after the hour. Your thoughts have brought you to where you are today, yesterday, day before, last week, last month, last year. Your actions, whether you know it or not, always mirror your thoughts. So take a good look at where you are, what you're doing, and then you'll understand that it is a product of what you have been thinking. Right? Thoughts are things. Your behavior is the perpetual revealing of you. What you do, what you think, how you act tells everybody who you are and what you are. You know, the best example of this is to watch the way people drive their cars. If you are cognizant at all as you're driving,
engaged,
you have to be a defensive driver. So you would be watching people around you. The people who are good drivers, it is my experience anyway, knowing people who are good drivers, they're good people. Most of the time. If they are in a hurry, honking the horn. Yesterday, for example, one of the trucks on the farm breaks down.
Here we go.
So I get into my truck and I go rescue the fellows on the road. And so I am in the second truck acting as the brake because the kid that was in the truck doesn't really know how to do this. So I said, you drive my truck, pull me, and I'll be the brake. So we stop at the bottom of the hill at a stop sign. And, you know, we're about to get started. The guy behind me, I'm the second vehicle. Remember, there's a chain on my truck.
Right.
And the guy behind me is honking his horn furiously. Beep, 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 beep.
Mm-hmm.
So it's narrow country roads, hard to pass. But he's decided, beep, 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 beep. He wants to get where he's going in a hurry. Beep, 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 beep.
And there's nowhere for you to pull over to let him pass because there's trees. I know there's roads.
Right.
There's
roads
trees all on the
side. Slopes off the side. Those roads are very narrow.
Right.
Beep, 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 beep. I want to be number one. I want to be there first. Beep, 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 beep. Think you got it, Richie? Beep, 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 beep.
I got it.
Okay. So he pulls around us at the stop sign without stopping. All he's doing is beep, 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 beep. And guess who is sitting at the junction, the intersection?
Hello, Johnny Law.
So I happily went on my way and waved at the guy.
As he got his ticket for blasting through the stop sign.
That's it. You got it,
nice.
Richie.
Nice.
Beep, 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 beep. I got to get there first, though. I don't have time to wait for you. Get out of my way.
Hey, we're on traffic and safe driving.
Traffic and weather together on the 10s.
That's right.
Yeah.
I just picked my best friend up at the hospital yesterday from being hit.
Ooh.
Oh,
that's right. You told me that.
Yeah. He was on his motorcycle, and a car made a left turn right in front of him. He had about half a second to decide whether to go left, right, or straight. He took a left. His handlebars caught her rear bumper and trunk, threw him about 100 yards, and he just looks like one big scab right now. And a broken arm and a couple of lacerations, but, you know, thank God he'll be okay. So just my little reminder to keep your eyes open for bicyclists and motorcycles, please.
Yep. Keep your eyes on the road.
I mean, she just didn't look. She didn't see anything big coming at her.
Right.
And just turned.
Yep. Happens all the time.
Yep.
All the time. All right. You ready for our 2020 trivia question?
Yeah.
You have, this is a shortened, abbreviated way for us to give you a prize, because normally I ask the question somewhere around 20 past and you answer it somewhere before 20 of the hour. However, we'll spread this out a little bit.
No, not say you better stop talking and get to the question.
Let's go back to this time in 1967, shall we?
All right.
The American Typers Association invents a new punctuation mark.
Ooh, I'm looking at the keyboard.
Called Interrobang.
Interrobang.
Interrobang. It never worked. It was a punctuation mark. What did it combine? 800-510-8255. See, this is the way you get your mind working. Think this stuff through. Interrobang. Interrobang.
There's a website, interrobang.com.
There you go. Got it right there. What is it that it combines? 800-510-8255. And what was it supposed to be used for? Why did the people who put this together... Typers Association.
Facebook page. Bring back the Interrobang.
All right. So now you know, Richie, the rest of the story. 800-510-8255. Those who are inquisitive, those whose minds want to work, you'll tell us what the Interrobang was.
Looking at this, this would be a very useful punctuation mark. I try to...
But nobody uses punctuation anymore anyway. They do all this texting.
Sure you do. Sure you do. But, I mean, I try to create this expression when writing sometimes.
Yeah.
And have to use several punctuation marks to get it.
Really?
This would be very helpful. And I'm going to start using this now. I don't know how to create it, but I'm going to start using it.
Are you?
Yeah. This is genius.
That's why I asked the question. Richie, I'm a genius. That's why I asked the question.
You're not a genius. You didn't think up the entire
thing.
I am a genius.
800-510-8255 Interrobang. What is it? Today's bit of useless information. Walt Disney said, courage is the main quality of leadership, no matter where it is exercised. Love, Walt Disney. Courage is the main quality of leadership, no matter where it is exercised. Got it?
Mm.
Courage.
How'd you like to have Walt Disney, Ben Franklin...
Still around.
Thomas Edison.
Be very cool.
Just some of these other guys just hanging out together, just chatting.
Cool, cool, cool.
Very.
All right, so we have the question, and we have... actually, that's the question to which you may respond for the prize. I'm also interested in what you think about the poll. I'm sorry. Well, there is a poll at DougStevin.com, but the picture, Newsweek magazine cover of this current issue. If you want to just sort of click over to it, we have it featured at DougStevin.com, and I'm looking at it right now, trying to figure out. There's Diana on the left, walking next to Kate Middleton.
Yeah.
It was a little skinny. They were both kind of skinny. So the recreation, the Photoshop, if you will, and the headline across the top of Newsweek, Diana at 50, if she were here now. What happened to the news in Newsweek? Apparently, that has maybe we should
Newsweek
change
has now become Us Magazine or People Magazine.
Right. Newsweek, formerly called Newsweek Magazine. All right. So the poll today. What do you think of this cover? A, amazing, what you can do with technology. B, cool to imagine what she'd be doing if she were still alive. C, it's unsettling and in bad taste. D, I don't know, people still read magazines. So you might want to check that out in the event that you care about Diana's 50th anniversary. The princess is strolling along on a lovely afternoon, having what appears to be a conversation with her new daughter-in-law. They both look about the same age, however.
Yeah.
This, 14 years since Diana passed away.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing? Huh?
Wow.
Wow. Pippa Middleton and Prince Harry. He's the other one. Prince William married Kate, right?
Yes.
Apparently Pippa's the wilder, younger one.
Yeah, that's the one he should have married.
No, she's hanging around with Prince Harry.
That's what they say.
Yeah. That'd be an interesting combo, wouldn't it?
Apparently he came out and made a statement about it the other day. I don't know whether he confirmed or denied it. I'm sure he denied it.
Really? Why would he deny it?
They always do.
Yeah. All right. 800-510-8255. Let's see if Ann has figured out what the interrobang is. All right, Kate, what do you think?
It's to end a simultaneous question and exclamation.
A question and an exclamation.
There you go, that's it.
It is a combination of the question mark and the exclamation point. That is it. So can you think of a sentence, either you, Annie, or Richie, that would have the need of an interrobang?
What is going on here?
Yeah, what the heck are you up to?
What the heck are you up to?
Yeah. Yesterday I was texting back and forth with somebody, and I put exclamation question mark, because I wanted this exact punctuation.
Yeah.
I need the interrobang. I want it on my iPhone now. I'm sure there's an app that can be created.
Hmm.
I could get my engineers here to do it. I'm going to create an app with the interrobang.
Ann, have you seen the cover of the Newsweek magazine that we're talking about?
No, I haven't.
Well, I'll be interested. After you look at it, you'll probably want to fill out the poll at DougStevin.com, whether it's in good taste or a bad taste. Much is made, perhaps we can argue too much is made, still of Princess Di, even though she was an extraordinarily charismatic character. She's gone, for God's sakes. Give it a rest.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Yep, nice to talk with you. 800-510-8255 at 16 before the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day Program.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
While most Americans visit their doctor annually and their dentist twice a year, many do not take proper care of two of their most vital body parts, their eyes. Tune in to Healthy Vision with Dr. Val Jones by AccuView Brand Contact Lenses, a new radio program devoted to educating and improving the eye health of Americans. Hosted by health blogger Dr. Val Jones, the program provides listeners with timely and relevant information and resources to help them manage eye health for themselves and their families. Dr. Jones is joined by leading experts from around the country on topics that matter to your eyes, such as Dr. Stephen Cohen, who says it is important to begin protecting eyes from the sun early in life.
A significant amount of the ultraviolet radiation that we're exposed to in our entire lifetime is estimated to occur before we reach adulthood.
Free podcasts can be found in the iTunes store and at blogtalkradio.com/healthyvision. I'm Lynn Thompson. Dr. Jones is a paid consultant for Vistacon. Dr. Riley is employed by Vistacon. AccuView and Healthy Vision are trademarks of Johnson & Johnson Vision Care, Inc.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Susan from Miami asks, do you believe virtue is its own reward?
Ah, yes, indeed I do. But I also think cash is a pretty nice reward. And cash is exactly what you could save when you switch to Geico.
Right.
Yeah, and Geico also offers rewards in the form of good driver discounts, multi-card discounts, and defensive driver discounts.
So maybe discounts are their own rewards.
Hard to argue with that.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Bullfrog Sunblock passes the toughest tests under the sun. Listen to Mom and Marathoner Rachel Munoz.
My sunblock of choice is Bullfrog Marathon Mist. I accidentally stumbled upon it because I was running a marathon here in the summer in Mississippi. I was looking for a sunblock that would stay on through sweat and everything. I fell in love with it. When I put it on my kids, I can put it on really fast and I don't have to worry. Bullfrog, it just stays on.
Bullfrog Sunblock, the toughest waterproof protection under the sun, based on testing standards used as directed.
Happy days to you and yours. It's 13 before the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Rich and I, without the ladies of the house, focusing on some things that are sort of catch-up in a sense. Not ketchup that you put on your hamburger, but catching up on Whitey Bulger. For those of you who don't know anything about this fellow, one of the most interesting personnel files, one of the most colorful characters, dangerous to be sure, that ever lived in New England. Whitey Bulger was the chief of the Boston Irish mob for decades, taking no prisoners. The movie The Departed that Jack Nicholson was in with all the Boston actors. He is 80-some-odd years old, is now basically thumbing his nose at the judges and at the prosecutors, suggesting they're going to have a hard time putting this guy away. If you don't know the story, he appeared in court yesterday to figure out whether he could afford to pay for his own attorney. Remember, they found $811,000 in cash in his apartment.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Wow.
But they took it as evidence. So he can't get at it. So he's saying, you got all my money. I can't afford to defend myself. So you have to find a lawyer for me.
Sure.
Meanwhile, his brother, Billy Bulger, who was the president of the state senate for 14 years, ran the University of Massachusetts system for, I think, 4 or 5 years before he retired at the age of 69. I think he's 4 or 5 years younger than his brother, is now able, or not, I guess he is, the news media has him, he's able to pay for Ms. Griggs, that's Whitey Bulger's girlfriend's lawyers, and maybe even for his brother. But this guy...
Why would he do that?
Why would he do it? He'd be stupid to do it because he'd be opened up for all kinds of investigation.
Yeah.
How much influence was his brother, the racketeer?
Yeah, have you known where he was for the past 16 years?
Yeah, of course he has. Probably visited him there.
Sure.
Yeah.
Aiding and abetting.
Right. Bulger waived his Miranda rights after his arrest, told agents who were taking him back to Boston. They put him on a private plane because they didn't want to have... They didn't want to have the Italian mob a chance to get him when he got off the plane. So they put him on a private plane, brought him to a small
airport. Why not? It saved the taxpayers of Massachusetts a couple of million bucks.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Let the Italian mob take care of it.
Right. He's a frequent traveler as a fugitive. He was going everywhere. Loved to go to Vegas. went over to Tijuana all the time to purchase his medicines. And he went back and forth to Boston. The thing that kills me most, I said this yesterday, is a Boston bar where the people...
Hi, everyone. I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side, the good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors. And it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of the biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com or call 866-735-2470 for more information.
Is your church, school, or organization desperately looking for new fundraising ideas? Tired of the same old candles or candy, taking orders, inventory, and low profits? Well, here's great news. 10X Fundraising guarantees 10 times traditional profits with zero hassle. For an amazing free bonus, free shipping, and an extra 10% off, enter GCN when you go to 10xfundraising.com. That's the number 10, the letter X, fundraising.com. Or call 800-480-8797. Visit 10X Fundraising for 10 times the profit today.
Will you survive during the economic collapse or another deadly natural disaster? Your key to survival lies here at hardshoes.com. A former member of U.S. Special Operations knows what you'll need to survive in these hard times. Our online store arms you with extreme survival kits, self-feeding food reserves, and more. For a limited time with any purchase, you'll also receive a 3-day survival kit absolutely free. Prepare now. The online store, www.hardshoot.com. www.hardshoot.com.
Breast cancer patients, physicians, health officials, all weighing in on the drug Avastin. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. It is called Avastin, approved some time ago for treating different types of cancers, but more recently, it was found to be effective in fighting the late stages of breast cancer. The manufacturer of Avastin, Roche, was told to continue testing on the drug even after it was approved for breast cancer to further check any harmful effects. The FDA has now ordered that Avastin can no longer claim it can be used for treating breast cancer. Roche is appealing the decision. Yesterday, at the FDA building in Silver Spring, Maryland, there was a hearing on the issue. Breast cancer survivor Helen Schiff, one of those who testified, saying Avastin should be withdrawn immediately.
It is one thing to give access to a promising drug. However, if that drug does not fulfill that promise, it exposes more patients to unnecessary harm.
Another breast cancer survivor credited the drug with keeping her alive. Dr. Stanley Weintraub is a hematologist at Hackensack University Medical Center in New Jersey. He argued in favor of Avastin, saying other countries have approved the drug.
Why should a woman in Europe or 86 other countries be permitted to get Avastin in metastatic breast cancer, but not in the United States?
Dr. Weintraub did address the side effects of Avastin.
Aside from the easily controllable hypertension and occasional nosebleeds, the patients on Avastin have tolerated extremely well. Look at Elizabeth. Does she look sick?
The doctor referring there to another breast cancer patient who attended the hearing. Now, if the FDA rejects Roche's appeal, this would lead insurance carriers to stop paying for the medication. About 17,000 women nationwide are taking Avastin to battle breast cancer. An appeals panel is expected to make a recommendation on Avastin later this week. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
You wouldn't want anyone to take food from your table. So why let insects take a bite out of your vegetable garden? 7-brand insecticide knocks out over 100 harmful insects, but it won't harm your fruits or veggies. 7 has been trusted for generations and is guaranteed to work for your money back. Hate the bugs, love your garden. Get 7. Available at lawn and garden retailers everywhere.
The weekend is coming! The weekend is coming!
Stop by Ace this July 4th weekend and save over 30% on a canopy chair, now just $19.99.
The weekend is coming!
Or save up to 60% on a Craftsman 104-piece mechanics tool set, or save over 30% on a 9-gallon wet dry vac, each just $39.99. So visit your local Ace and get saving, then get your weekend back. At Ace, the helpful place. Price is good at participating Ace stores July 1st through 4th.
The weekend is coming! The weekend is coming!
Additional conditions and exclusions apply.
On Wall Street, a triple-digit gain for the Dow, up 145 points yesterday to 12,189. Solid gains for the NASDAQ and S&P as well. Oil prices also up, $2.28 a barrel, finishing at $92.89. An out-of-control wildfire in New Mexico raging along the perimeter of the nation's largest nuclear weapons facility. Firefighters working to keep the Las Conchas fire away from the sensitive areas at the Los Alamos National Lab. The blaze has charred nearly 61,000 acres since Sunday and is still only 3% contained. This is the sound of a storm, a tropical storm. Gulf Coast states keeping a close eye on the first tropical storm of the Atlantic hurricane season. Tropical Storm Arlene formed last night in the southwestern area of the Gulf of Mexico. The National Hurricane Center in Miami says Arlene is moving west-northwest and could make landfall on Mexico's northeast coast later tomorrow. Close call for the International Space Station with an orbiting piece of space junk.
We think it came within about 335 meters of space station. Probably the closest object that has actually come by space station.
That's NASA's Bill Gerstenmaier, who says the crew aboard the station was ordered to take refuge inside a Russian capsule until the danger passed, which it did yesterday. Couple of closing notes for you. First, does this keep you awake at night? Snoring. Certainly not your own snoring. You're the one who's asleep. It's the snoring from the person next to you, or let's say, in a hotel, snoring from the adjacent room. Well, the Crowne Plaza chain of hotels is testing out a new anti-snoring room at one of its locations in London. This room includes soundproof walls, a soundproof headboard, and specially designed pillows, all aimed at allowing you to get a good night's sleep. And finally, life on other planets. We will confirm this within 20 years. At a forum on the search for alien life, Russian scientist Andrei Finkelstein made this prediction. He went further, saying these extraterrestrial beings will have two arms, two legs, a head, and different skin colors. Oddly enough, he didn't say anything about whether these beings snore when they sleep. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Hurry into the PetSmart 4th of July sale. You'll save up to 50% on hundreds of items when you use your Pet Perks card. Save $5 on all varieties of Iams cat food in 16 to 20 pound bags. Iams has a new taste your cat will love. And PetSmart has the largest selection of Iams formulas among leading retailers. Try Iams today, because healthy never tasted so good. Don't miss these 4th of July deals, only at PetSmart. Happiness in store. While supplies last, offer valid July 1st through July 4th.
Switching to Geico, really?
Go ahead, Tom. I'm listening.